Today, I want to take the opportunity to look at an attitude, which is what I've entitled this sermonette, if you like titles. I looked it up in the Wikipedia, which is the online encyclopedia, and it says, in part, attitudes are judgments. Well, yesterday, if you didn't notice, we entered into the frenzy of materialism, the world of get. My newspaper weighed about 3 pounds, 2.5 pounds of ads. And if you've watched the news, you've seen how the parking lots are full, clear out to the freeways. And here this is just after the most significant holiday of America, that of Thanksgiving. And it's kind of a contrast. You have white of Thanksgiving, something that is worthy, that is praises God, that gives thanks to for all that he has done for us personally and as a nation. And then you have the black of the pre-Christmas rush to get stuff. We who are focused on God's values should step back from the brink of the world's frenzied materialism and refresh ourselves in the eternal values of God. And I'm not saying that there aren't good buys out there. That's not the point. The point is, what are the true values? When we look into the Old Testament, there is no verb in the Hebrew that says to thank, as in English. The closest word is yada. No. Not Seinfeld's yada, 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 but yada, Y-A-D-A-H. It's word number 3034 for those of you that like to look it up. And it is to make a public acknowledgement, or as Vine says, to confess or praise. What it does say here is to give thanks in Strong's 3034. Surprisingly, in Hebrew, there is no verb that means to thank in the way the English word thank is used as a common expression of gratitude between people. The meaning of the Hebrew word is to make public acknowledgement, and its association with the Hebrew noun yad means hand. Each of us were issued one or two at least, suggests hands outstretched toward God. The word is used regularly in the Bible to depict public commendation of God's person and attributes and the public testimony to what he has done for his people. This is the core meaning of praise. Now, in Greek, it's a different word. The Greeks, I think, used three words for every one Hebrew word. The equivalent is Eucharistio, number 2168 in Strong's. And it's more precisely aligned and related to thankfulness and gratitude. Paul used it multiple times. Let's take a look in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 13. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 13. Now, I'm using the Holman Christian Standard Bible, which is better than the unstandard Bible. And it says, "But we must always thank God for you, brothers loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God has chosen you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and through belief in the truth." So there is the word Eucharistio. Also in Ephesians 1, verses 15 through 16. Paul writes, "This is why, since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I never stop giving thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers." So Paul gives thanks for the Ephesians, and it is the same word. It's related to another word in Greek, number 2169, Eucharistia. Now, even outside of Scripture, there is much to be said about gratitude or thanks, what you might want to call, and you've all heard the term, the attitude of gratitude. Albert Schweitzer, I think many of you have heard of him, says this: "To educate yourself for the feeling of gratitude means to take nothing for granted, but to always seek out and value the kind that will stand behind the action. Nothing that is done for you is a matter of course. Everything originates in a will for the good which is directed at you. Train yourself never to put off the word or action for the expression of gratitude." In other words, if you have something to be thankful for, something that elicits gratitude — gratitude is considered an emotion — don't wait. Be thankful. Say thanks. Write a note. Make a phone call. Send an email. But don't wait, is what he's saying. Train yourself never to put off the word or action for the expression of gratitude. John F. Kennedy says this: "As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them." The highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. A recent psychological study has stated this about gratitude: "A large body of recent work has suggested that people who are more grateful have higher levels of well-being. Grateful people are happier, less depressed, less stressed, and more satisfied with their lives and social relationships. Grateful people also have higher levels of control of their environments, personal growth, purpose in life, and self-acceptance. Grateful people have more positive ways of coping with the difficulties they experience in life, being more likely to seek support from other people, reinterpret it and grow from the experience, and spend more time planning how to deal with the problem." Do any of you ever feel stressed or depressed or wondering whether you're worth anything at all? Gratitude is a key to that. It goes on to say, "Grateful people also have less negative coping strategies, being less likely to try and avoid the problem, deny there is a problem, blame themselves, or cope through substance use." In other words, if you're grateful, you're not going to turn to the negative of blaming yourself or others, being less likely to try and avoid the problem. How many of you have known somebody that has run around and spent 10 times the energy trying to avoid a problem than just living through it and being thankful? Grateful people, and I like this one, grateful people sleep better. And this seems to be because they think less negative and more positive thoughts just before they go to sleep. Gratitude is not focused on self. Now, we've just gone through Thanksgiving, and a lot of people have focused on the Pilgrims and the original Thanksgiving in this nation. H.U. Westermeyer said this: "The Pilgrims made 7 times more graves than huts. No Americans have been more impoverished than these who nevertheless set aside a day of Thanksgiving." Henry Ward Beecher, many years later, says this: "Pride slays Thanksgiving, but a humble mind is the soil out of which thanks naturally grow. A proud man is seldom a grateful man, for he never thinks he gets as much as he deserves." Gertrude B. Stein said, Silent gratitude isn't very much to anyone. That's why Albert Schweitzer said, don't put off an action. Gratitude takes three forms, a feeling in the heart, an expression in words, and a giving in return. A feeling in the heart, an expression in words, and a giving in return, so said John Wanamaker. Attitudes can be changed. And if you don't have an attitude of gratitude, you can develop one. One of the worst books I have ever read, and it's still on my list of worst books that I've ever read, was called The Stranger by Albert Camus. It was depressing just to read it. It just gave you a feeling. If you haven't read it, don't. But it just gave a feeling of despondency, like, why am I alive, folks? Yet later he wrote this: "In the depth of winter," and boy, I mean, he was frozen solid in that book. "In the depth of winter, I finally learned there was in me an invincible summer." He found an invincible summer inside of him. He thawed out, in other words. Robert Cabot said of gratitude, "If you don't think every day is a good day, if you don't think every day is a good day, just try missing one. Because if you miss one, you're liable to miss 2 and 3 and 4 and 7 and 365. If you don't think every day is a good day, just try missing one." So in summary, let's take a look at what Paul writes in Colossians. In Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 17, Paul writes, and again, this is from the Holman Christian Standard Bible: "Therefore, God's chosen ones, holy and loved, put on heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, accepting one another and forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against another. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must forgive. Above all, put on love, the perfect bond of unity." Verse 15, "And let the peace of the Messiah, to which you were also called, be in one body. Control your hearts. Be thankful. Let the message about the Messiah dwell richly among you, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, and singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God." If you look at this, it's all in the mind. It's all of the spirit. He's saying, put on these things and you will develop an attitude of gratitude. Attitudes are contagious. Paul, right here, encourages us to pass it on, to pass it on to others. Is your attitude of gratitude worth catching?